Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, live from Bears Best Golf Course in Suwannee. We'll get back into an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. Look ahead to all the other games coming up this weekend, and obviously back into the Falcons matchup against the Colts on Sunday morning in Germany. But tomorrow, just kind of an early football weekend for everybody, huh? Tomorrow at noon our time, it's 11 o'clock over there in Starkville, as Georgia is going to take on Mississippi State in another SEC matchup for them. Roddy Nabalsi joins us every single Friday at this time to talk Georgia football from UGASports.com. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
Doing fine, guys, doing fine. We had to pick little Beastie Boys there, sabotage, because this is one of those Saturdays that can sabotage your whole damn season. The situation where you're playing a team that's really good, who's strength is your weakness, and if you go into this looking ahead to Texas, you better take care of, you know, business at Mississippi State. You better be focused on this one, because if not, those Bizarro Bulldogs will beat your Bulldogs. So the Beastie Boys was the right call this weekend.
Damn, I forgot they played Texas too
at night, right?
yeah. Believe me, I forgot that too. Roger said that.
See, look, you're not looking ahead.
I have no reason to.
You're focused on Mississippi State.
I'm gonna be sitting on my ass in my couch watching. Rod, injury updates?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of good and bad. DeMelo Jones might be back, but Jordan Hall is out for the year. Kind of feel bad because we mentioned that on our message board, and by the time that, you know, we mentioned it multiple times, that it looked like he was done, that he was out. Then Kirby Smart came out, said it'd be a long time before he's back. We're like, okay, yeah, he's out for the year. And then the news kind of broke last night that he was out, and we're like, We already said that, but what happened was we didn't actually stick it out to a story because we had said it so many times on the message board, we forgot that it was kind of news to the general populace. So, he's out, but if they can get DeMelo Jones back, that would be huge because they definitely need some help in the secondary. This secondary's been torched a lot, and thank goodness K.J. Bolden, if he's going to make a dumb play like he did last week with the targeting penalty, glad it happened with a minute 23 left in the first half and not the second half. So, in other words, they're going to need everybody they can in the secondary because Will Shapen throws it all over the place, and that's what they're good at. They're great at throwing the ball. They're great at throwing it deep, and that's what Georgia's bad at, is defending the pass. So Georgia needs to be able to get to this guy, get him off his mark, and this is a game Georgia might actually get some sacks. I know they only have 8 on the year, which is they're the only team that has single-digit sacks. The next to last team has twice as many, you know, the best teams in the SEC have 4, almost 5 times as many. So Georgia's not exactly getting a lot of sacks, but this is a game where maybe we see Chris Cole, you know, who's been kind of banged up. I think he'll be back. See those guys get in there and actually make a difference in the game. But definitely, if you can get Chris Cole and DeMello Jones back, that would be huge for Georgia this weekend.
Real quick, bro, because you said on the message board, what's the craziest stuff that comes on your message board?
Dude, the dog event's been around since 1997. I mean, so like,
oh, wow, so there was some Randy conversation on the message board back in the
dude,
day.
Dude, yes. You know, I mean, the second guessing of Jim Donnan and breaking the news that Mark Richt's going to be the coach. And, I mean, that's where I broke the news that Mark Richt was fired. You know, I mean, I remember posting there one day, hey, by the way, the Georgia athletic director has been arrested. You know, I'm in Goose Creek, South Carolina, trying to talk to, I think, Mel Terry or something. And right. I'm posting this at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I mean, the dog vent is the granddaddy of them all. It's a wild message board. And I just tell people, don't read it during the game. Do right. not read it during the game. I love it. It's been my life for 20 years, but even me being the publisher, I said, don't read the dog vent during the game. After the game is fine, but it's wild place.
That's a perfect end, because I wanted to ask you this question, but I didn't really know how to frame it or get to it, but I think this is the right way to do it. Has the message board chatter as the season has progressed and the offense has played the way that it has changed regarding Mike Bobo at all? Because he was public enemy number one in the summer. Everybody's yeah. asking Kirby about it at SEC Media Days and all that, and now Gunnar Stockton's playing the way that he is. Like, have things shifted a little bit as far as his perception?
His and that of Stacey Searles, 1A, public enemy 1A, right. public enemy 1B. They wanted them both gone. And I had to go there the other day and say, look, I know it's a popular narrative that, you know, he keeps Mike Bobo around because they're friends. But I'm like, y'all don't understand Kirby Smart. And they also say the same thing about Stacey Searles. I'm like, no, they're not friends. They kind of knew each other, but they're not, you know, they weren't on the same staff together for a long time. But Kirby Smart likes to win, but he hates to lose 10 times as much. Right. And if Mike Bobo's not helping him win, he's going to tell Mike Bobo to pound sand. And what people don't realize is before he hired Todd Monken, he went to try to get Mike Bobo first. And Mike had just gotten the job of South Carolina or something was up, but Mike was unavailable. So that's who he wanted. He wound up with Todd Monken, won a couple titles. When Todd Monken left, he goes, look, we were fantastic in red zone. We had a problem the year before. This year we led the nation in red zone. Mike Bobo was the one coming up with all the plays and coming up with our approach to this. That is the guy who needs to lead this team. He also said that, you know, Carson Beck is the heir apparent. You know, he needs to be your starter. So he had the stamp of approval, and I'm like, this is because, you know, this is what Kirby Smart wants. Then, you know, people hated him. He's, like you said, public enemy number one. But after that Ole Miss game, when they scored every drive that they got the ball, and you know, the frustrations you had in week one and week two with Gunnar Stockton, you see him win the Tennessee game. You see him, what he does at Auburn. You see him go, you know, player of the week and stuff like that. It's like, okay, well, Gunnar Stockton's the right call, even though we had doubts about him. Mike Bobo seems to be the right guy. Even Stacey Searles with, you know, six different offensive lines in eight games, he is doing the best coaching job of his career. So, long-winded answer to your question, they're still not loved on the message boards, but there are a lot of deleted posts and deleted tweets about how bad Mike Bobo and Stacey Searles are.
What about the – I don't want to talk about the secondary, because like you said, the Mississippi State's strength is the dog's weakness. And did you see has it got better – oh, let me go back. Did you think it was more or less a communication, you know, thing as far as what happened in Florida? Just like miscommunication in the back end?
Yeah, twice. I mean, the first touchdown, I mean, you're definitely – who's got the deep fourth?
Right.
And two different guys thought the other guy had it. Or one of them, maybe Ja'Cory didn't realize that was his. I didn't break it down, but it's obviously a miss there. Same with the other ball that hits the ground, hits his arm. They're not sure if it's is it a catch, is it not? That was one where you just got behind them. So they had a lot of miscommunications. I won't say that a lot of that had to do with K.J. Bolden, because he was out there when the first miscommunication happened. It's been an issue all year, and it's just you're not that good in the secondary. It's just, I mean, people keep saying, well, you've recruited well. Yeah, well, you can recruit well, but you can also miss on some of those guys. And
right.
even – and think about this. I mean, like, Ellis Robinson's numbers look pretty good from a statistical standpoint, but they don't count the ones that he got a pass interference call or a defensive holding call on. So
A lot of PI calls, a lot of busted plays. But the flip side of that is Georgia has a strength against Mississippi State's weakness. And it's going to be boring for the people who like to see the ball go in the air a lot. But Georgia can run it, and Mississippi State is tough. Has a tough time stopping the run. They've given up 26 explosive run plays on first down. They can't stop the run. This should be a great game for, you know, Gunnar Stock to just turn around, hand it to Chauncey Bowens, hand it to Nate Frazier, hand it to Cash Jones, run it himself. Keep the ball on the ground, just run it down their throats, and keep Blake Shapen on the sideline.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Plus, you know, with how good that offense is, keep them off the field.
Right.
If the defense can't stop them, maybe the offense can. Roddy Nabalski joining us from UGASports.com. You mentioned six different offensive line combinations in 8 weeks. What's the group going to look like tomorrow?
I think we'll see the same thing we did against Florida. You'll see the standard guys on the left and Big Dontrell Glover at right guard and Ernest Green back at right tackle. It worked really well. And then when any of those guys need a rest, you bring in Big 73, Juan Gaston, and then you can take Micah Morris out and move Juan over there or Dontrell over there. It's an absolute force now. I mean, they're just gobbling people up. And, you know, it was a little tougher sledding against Florida than it was against Ole Miss, but Florida has really good athletes on the defensive line. They were known for being good, and it was a little bit tougher. It won't be the case this week. The Mississippi State defensive front is not nearly as talented as Florida's, so I expect to see more of those counters, pulls, just some power ball, and I hope this is one where I could see them running Gunner a little bit more, especially on third down, just because he's so tough to account for. But at the same time, you got to protect him, and he likes to run so hard. If he doesn't slide feet first, he always just kind of dives. Yes. So I can see why they're like, we know this is an effective run, but he is so headstrong on wanting to dive for an extra yard. I better not call this, QB power. I want to, but I better not. Let's just give it to Chauncey Bowens. Or, hey, how about Dylan Bell? Let's see what he can do on a little toss sweep here.
Hey, real quick, Rod, I want to get your thoughts on the SEC itself. Another opening comes open down there in Auburn. How do you see that one playing out? Because I know people like Durkin, all right? And we know what happened in Maryland and all those situations right there. But I was saying he might have an opportunity to be the full-time guy.
I can definitely see it. The problem with Auburn is, they have – if you are a top-tier coach and you see how they short-leash everybody's on there – and I get it if you're on a short leash at Ohio State. If you're on a short leash at, say a Georgia or an Alabama or something like that. At Auburn, it's like, look, you guys don't have the pedigree to be this insistent, you know. It's the reason why a lot of good coaches avoided Miami. They're like, it's just there's too many fingers in the pie. There's too many cooks in the kitchen. I don't know that I'm going to get the support that I want. So I just don't see some of the top guys going for it. And I'm like, look, Auburn, do what Georgia did. Hire a great offensive coordinator, a great defensive coordinator. There's a lot of really successful coaches like Dan Lanning, Kirby Smart, tons of them out there who were not head coaches first, but they were great coordinators.
Right.
Give them
right.
a shot. It can't be worse than what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. We appreciate it, Roddy, as always. Thanks so much. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Appreciate you, Rod.
Okay. Take care.
Roddy Nabalski there, UGASports.com. I don't want any fingers in my pie.
I was curious where personally. That came from.
Yeah, I know. It's like cooks in the kitchen.
I know the cooks in the kitchen.
It's just a different
fingers
one.
Fingers in the pie.
Yeah. I don't even want my finger in my pie.
Yeah, it's very.
You know what I mean?
That's not gross. Very.
Appetizing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's not fingers in my pie.
That's what they got going on.
I've heard a lot of firsts, but I ain't never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it.
I've never heard nobody say fingers in the pie.
I've heard it, but it never grossed me out quite the way that it did there.
Maybe because it came from Rod as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Does Roddy have gross fingers? I don't think so. He's typing with them on those message boards.
Yeah, but that's funny about the message boards thing. But hey, guys, 99 the game. Don't forget. You can always listen to us, 99 The Game, on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I didn't realize, we've talked about it throughout the year, obviously, that Georgia's pass rush just hasn't been effective and they haven't been able to quarterback on the ground. I didn't realize it was that stark.
Yes.
I didn't realize they were the Falcons of the SEC.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, for them to be bottom like that and be the one team in front of them has twice as many. Now, again, maybe tomorrow you – start getting to the quarterback a little bit. Blake Shapen, they're going to throw the ball a lot.
They're going
to
throw it.
They're going to throw the ball a lot. And I love the idea of leaning on that run game between Frazier and Bowens and Gunnar Stockton, too. Though, I mean, the last thing you want is to get him banged up in this one with what's ahead over the next month or so.
They're going to have to play their best game. Again, conservative is fine with me. Yeah. That's why I said, you know.
It will be.
It will be. But I'm saying, like, defensively, even just, hey, too high. Keep everything in front of you. Don't let anything get behind you. But, hell, that's not Kirby. They're a man-to-man, let's attack the hell out of it type team, man. But they're attacking, but they're not getting the quarterback on the ground.
They'll be very conservative on offense. Yeah. They'll be very aggressive on defense. And, unfortunately, it just doesn't seem like they have the guys right now, the Jimmys and Joes, to be as aggressive as he wants to be on that side of the ball.
Yeah, man.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe he knows that now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Noon.
We're 8 games in.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, brother, but it's gonna be a damn, literally a damn dog fight.
That's true.
A damn dog fight.
That's true. Two pairs of bulldogs going up against each other. But you say you don't consider them bulldogs, right?
No.
What do you consider them?
Mississippi State.
Okay. The Cowbells?
Yep. I don't consider anybody who has a Bulldog mascot a Bulldog.
Really? Just you guys?
Yep.
Fresno State?
Nope.
Just Fresno State?
Yep.
Gonzaga?
Nope.
Okay. I could name more, but I won't.
Yeah.
Like, at least Georgetown came up with a different type.
They're the Hoyas.
It's a specific type of Bulldog, I think. Isn't that what it is?
I have no clue. Let me get on Google.
I don't know what it is. All right, we'll come back. We'll get you an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. You're listening to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.